When employee benefits don't feel like support. Jacco Oosthuizen, MD and co-founder of U-Life South Africa. The gap between what a benefits package promises and what an employee actually experiences is often where South African businesses and their workforces misalign. For years, supporting employees meant gym contracts, medical aid top-ups, and the odd wellness day. Physical health became the proxy for the whole person. But physical well-being is only one thread in a much bigger picture. An employee can be running marathons and still be drowning in debt, isolated at home, or quietly burning out. Those threads don't stay separate. Financial pressure keeps people up at night, which shows up the next day as stress and short tempers, which then start eating into focus and performance, which puts the job itself, and the income it provides, under threat. None of this arrives at the office door needing a single wellness perk. It arrives needing to be seen as connected, because that's how it actually behaves. Work doesn't happen in a vacuum. Financial strain, family responsibility, and emotional pressure travel with people into the office, or the home office, every day, whether their employer has made space for that reality or not. Only 40% of South African employees say their employer is genuinely helping create a happy workplace. The picture sharpens once support gets broken into its parts, while 63% of employees feel their employer invests in their professional development, meaningfully fewer say the same about their emotional, 58%, physical, 58%, or financial, 56%, well-being. Career support, it turns out, is outpacing human support. The cost of that gap isn't abstract. Absenteeism alone is estimated to cost South African businesses between R12 billion and R16 billion a year, a number that stops looking like an HR line item and starts looking like a board-level problem. Simply putting operational efficiency ahead of employee needs is no longer enough, says Jacco Oosthuizen, MD and co-founder of U-Life South Africa. Businesses need to take a more people-first approach, the kind that helps attract and retain talent, and gives employees a real reason to feel connected, supported, and engaged. That shift asks more of employee benefits than most organizations are used to giving. Gym memberships and fruit bowls are pleasant additions, useful even, but they were never built to fix a mortgage crisis or a mental health spiral. Meaningful support means building an environment where people feel safe enough to ask for help before they hit crisis point, with mental health support, financial guidance, and preventative care sitting alongside physical benefits rather than trailing behind them. That support also can't be one size fits all. A 24-year-old paying off student debt, a new parent juggling childcare costs, and a 45-year-old supporting elderly parents are all employees on the same benefits budget, but they're carrying entirely different loads. A benefits structure that treats them identically ends up genuinely useful to almost no one. Flexible, accessible, responsive support reaches people where they actually are. Rigid, generic perks get quietly ignored, no matter how good they look in the induction pack. In practice, that might look like a 24-year-old getting proactive access to debt counseling before payday stress spirals into missed deadlines. It might mean a working parent being able to step out for a pediatrician's appointment without justifying it twice. Or it might mean a stressed employee reaching mental health support at 9 on a Tuesday night, not only during business hours once the crisis has already passed. None of this costs a fortune to offer. This is the space U-Life is building in, bringing financial protection, well-being support, and engagement together in a more personalized way, so benefits respond to who an employee is rather than who the org chart assumes they are. The business case rarely gets said this bluntly, but it holds. Supported employees are engaged employees, and engaged employees are the ones who stay, perform, and build the business rather than disengage from it. Investing in people functions as one of the more direct levers a business has over its own performance, cost pressures included. Businesses that get this right spend their benefits budgets more deliberately, matching them to what their people are carrying. In the long run, that can make a lot more difference than a gym membership. Ends. Author at Jacco Oosthuizen, U-Life plus posts bio at Jacco Oosthuizen, U-Life, the true cost of financial stress at work at Jacko Oosthuizen. U-Life, the price of denial. Why employee risk is being mispriced and what must change at Jacko Oosthuizen. U-Life job hugging is the new office boogie word, but it doesn't have to be at Jacko Oosthuizen. U-Life income protection. Extending the safety net to more South Africans at Jacko Oosthuizen. U-Life, the elephant in the boardroom is that mental health doesn't discriminate. Why the C-suite is burning out at Jacko Oosthuizen. U-Life. All zoomed out and no one to talk to can cost the global economy trillions at Jacko Oosthuizen. U-Life, how winter blues affects workplace performance, and seven ways to help it. At Jacko Oosthuizen, U-Life, the biggest HR trends for 2025 at Jacko Oosthuizen. U-Life, one size rarely fits all at Jacko Oosthuizen. U-Life, U-Life, leading UK insurtech, expands to South Africa to transform the insurance and well-being industry at Jacko Oosthuizen. U-Life, U-Life, successful UK insurtech is coming to SA. Join us at our launch. Share on your socials.